Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Experienced con artists, you know, the people who write clickbait ads, manage political campaigns, and shake down old people for what's left of their life's savings, will tell you that people who get conned want to be conned. Many, many people go through their lives straining to hear the magic words, "You deserve to be rich," or "Someone has to win the lottery, why not you?" or "Cure cancer with one simple trick." And when they hear those words, they experience the irrational exuberance of long-denied, at last confirmed faith, and are likely to do anything they are asked to do by those who have fulfilled the prophecy. That's the way it has gone with one of the longest and most successful cons in American history, the New American Oil Revolution, a.k.a. the Fracking Revolution. "You deserve all the cheap oil you can use," the frackers began to croon about a decade ago. "America deserves energy independence." People who had always wanted those things and thought they deserved those things sat up and took notice as the con artists set the hook. "We can have it forever with one simple trick of technology." Fracking, the greatest con ever. If you want to read almost 10 years' worth of fracking debunking, go to the energy section of the Daily Impact and read your heart out. I have grown tired of writing the same things over and over, so I don't do it much anymore. But here is a quick recap. Fracked oil is an inferior product with limited uses that cannot be taken in by just any refinery, so its price is usually discounted below that of ordinary crude. Fracked oil is devilishly expensive to get out of the ground, as it requires enormous quantities of water, sand, and toxic chemicals to break it loose. Fracking wells play out within 4 years. Traditional wells get around 20 years at least, which means that if you're a fracker, you have to find and start developing your next well the minute your current well is in production. As a result of the tight margins and the high capital expenses, virtually no one has made any money fracking oil. Really. They claim profits from individual wells, but all the profits and more are required to get the next well ready to go. The only thing that has sustained the industry this long is the gullibility of the junk bond and subprime loan investors who still believe they deserve to get a 20% return on their investments and will shovel money at anyone who promises it to them. And the reason the hedge fund gamblers still push the chips across the table to the frackers, as frantic and delusional as their bets have become, the gullible media, most of whom have bought whole hog the improbable story of the fracking miracle and an imminent return to energy independence. They even got Hillary Clinton, who during the 2016 campaign developed some expertise on fake news, but still succumbed to this con. As one example of the mindless fluff being pumped out everywhere all the time by the corporate shills, check out CNN's offering. "Here comes the next wave of the U.S. oil boom." It's like watching one of those TV commercial animations explaining how laxatives work. Wouldn't it be great if things were that simple? Where to get the real story? A few places, such as SRS Rocco, oilprice.com sometimes, and the like, have been consistently and strenuously trying to tell the truth all along, but have been drowned out by the Happy Days crowd. For a reality check, take the time to read all of SRS Rocco's reports. Media delude Americans, shale oil production suffers massive decline rates, and the related U.S. shale gas industry countdown to disaster. The links are on the page. Fake news gives you a momentary thrill and distracts you until the speeding truck runs you over. The truth, in this case, won't make us feel better, let alone setting us free, but it will prepare us to make better decisions in the future that is now bearing down on us. Like, for example, getting off the road where the speeding trucks are. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.